This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
German Focus Week on Power 98.7 is brought to you in partnership with the German Embassy.
And today we're joined by Mrs. Khonsi Scholz, who's Information Coordinator at the DUD, as well as Tsikofaso Rambudi, who is a scholarship holder. Prof. Zeblon Vilakazi is the incoming Vice Chancellor of the University of Witwatersrand and is also an alumni. Prof, you know how excited I am to have you here, right?
Thank you.
Because the Prof and I come from the same, you know, Ekurhuleni, right, Prof?
Exactly, where great people come from.
Where great people come from. Khonsi, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
And thank you so much for joining us. And Tsikho, good morning to you as well.
Good morning to you too.
Okay, just quickly tell us about the program, Khonsi, before we go to the Prof.
Okay, so I'm Khonsi and I work as the Information Coordinator at the DAD. So DAD is an abbreviation for Deutsche Akademische Austauschdienst. So that translates into the German Academic Exchange Service. And that's basically what we do. So the German Academic Exchange Service, our three main focus areas are on internationalization, on supporting, identifying, supporting and promoting excellence in academics, and in creating networks. So our head office is based in Germany, and the head of DAD has a global network. Mm-hmm. And as the DAD South Africa, we are part of the global network, and they rely on this network. So they've got offices across the world in more than 60 countries. So in the southern part of Africa, the office is based here at WITS. That's where our office is based. And they rely on this global network to get perspective on social, political, economic development, and higher education related matters. So from our office, we engaging on a regular basis with the DAD in Germany to exchange on ideas and see how we can collaborate and how they can help us in our education system and how we can help them as well. Because, like I said, it's based on exchange. So exchange both ways. It's not just the global south that needs help. Even the Germans have identified aspects of their education where they think, you know, they can benefit, you know, from having an international community. So that's basically what we do with the link between South Africa and Germany in terms of higher education. In particular, when we say higher education at the DAD, we're referring to universities. Mm-hmm. So I know during the week, you've had other organizations that came that dealt with TVET colleges. We don't deal with TVET, we only deal with universities.
So strong focus on academia.
Academia, strong focus on academia, identifying talent, supporting talent, promoting the talent, and
Programs that you are more biased towards in terms of if a student says that, for instance, I want to do something in humanities, and then you say, sure, let's do that.
No, there are no certain fields that we're biased towards. Mm-hmm. So the German research landscape is very diverse and there's variety. So the landscape is also broad in that we cater for people that are interested in the sciences, in the humanities, social sciences. And I think the perspective in South Africa or people that when you think German, you immediately think science, innovation, you know, we also cater for students that are in the humanities, and we've demonstrated excellence in those fields as well. Mm-hmm. So the excellence is not just in the sciences, it's just now, you know, that's what is known. So it is for our office as well. That's our main job as well, to create awareness, to say to South Africans, we also cater for other fields, other faculties as well, students from various faculties.
Yeah. Okay. And I was taken aback yesterday when we were having the conversation. You're like, come, you can come and study. Come and study for free.
Yeah. You know, like I said.
Because, when you look at study fees here in SA, the idea of just studying for free is something that is, I don't know, way out of my mind.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, the DAD in Germany is working in close partnership with the DAD network. So they rely on our local expertise in terms of the social standing, the economic standing, where we're going in terms of higher education as well. So rest assured, South Africans, that the DAD is aware of the conversations that are happening in South Africa. They are aware of the challenges that we have, because we've communicated those as well.
Yeah.
Our challenges in higher education are many, and they are complex, and it's going to take us a long time to go through them. We cannot speak about higher education and not consider the legacy of apartheid that it has left with us. Mm. We have challenges in terms of access to good quality institutions. While for a long time, under the Bantu education system, you know, access to this higher education was only reserved for a limited few. It benefited the minority of our society. And, you know, post 1994, now access is open to all. So everyone can go and apply at a higher education institution. But access is not really, you know, it's not easily accessible because of the other challenges as well, that we don't have the universities that we have, the fees are high. You know, so tuition fee, access, everybody can apply, but we have a problem with the poverty levels in our country such that it's a luxury for someone to or be able to gain access into that system that's now open to all. So access remains a challenge. So for the Germans, they're saying there's an open invitation. For the South Africans, they're saying come to Germany. They've identified the challenges that we have, and there's an open invitation. I like to highlight that the DAD is not a recruitment agency for higher education institutions in Germany. So our focus is on creating awareness, on sharing information to allow South Africans to make informed decisions. So we're saying in Germany, the tuition, most of the study programs in Germany are tuition free.
Mm-hmm.
So not to Germans, not to certain people, to everybody. So for international students, if you're interested in studying in Germany, the programs are tuition free. The first starting point, if you want to study in Germany, you go to myguide.de. So on myguide.de. Okay,
say that again slowly now. Myguide.
Myguide.de.
Myguide.de.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when you go there, it's going to ask you three simple questions. Which field of study are you interested in? At which level are you interested in studying? So which level of academic qualification are you aiming for? So is it a master, a bachelor, a PhD? And then it's going to ask you for your language preference.
Mm-hmm.
So again, in Germany, you don't need German to study in higher education. You know, there's more than, when I spoke about variety, there's more than 400 universities, public universities in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing it to South Africa, where we have like 25, 26 universities, in Germany, there's 400 universities. And these universities have an open invitation to South Africa.
So you're spoiled for choice
in terms of the number of universities that are available, in terms of the diversity of the universities themselves. Because in South Africa, I was listening to one of your shows when they were focusing on TVET colleges, and there was a caller that called in and said, you know, the artisans, she said she was an engineer, and she says she felt like artisans know more, you know, practical application of their work. So they've got, as engineers with degrees, they've got more knowledge, theoretical knowledge. Mm-hmm. So you'll be pleased to know that in Germany, the universities differ as well in terms of the structure. So you've got the traditional universities as we know them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the universities of applied sciences. So those universities are more practice oriented.
Yeah.
So an engineer, for example, that went to the University of Applied Science will have exposure to practice as well. So you will come out, you know, so they're tailored for professionals as well. So for professional training.
Okay, now that we have all of that information available, and the podcast will be made available so that you can listen to Khunsi again, giving you all of those details. Prof, you understood what Khunsi was saying, and I saw you keep on nodding your head as well. And being one of those first-generation students and a beneficiary of such a program, share that with us, please.
Yeah, first, thank you, Khonsa. Thank you, Rich. I think Khonsa made a very good point that, you know, this exchange is not only just for the benefit of people in the global South, South Africans or whatever, but it's also to the benefit, to an extent, of Germans themselves. Because I think that if you look at the current situation we found ourselves in, the COVID situation, right, it cannot be solved by the wealthy countries alone. These problems of the world are now interlinking us, climate change, migration, and also COVID. So what I'm saying is that actually this is not just about charity. It's about actually sharing of ideas and exchange of ideas that enriches both sides. Obviously, one has to be cognizant of the history and the wealth of nations. But also, to pick up on from what Khonsa said as well, before I answer your point, is yes, Khonsa did a very good job in giving you a very nice exposition of the great German educational excellence. I mean, as a physicist, over the last 100 years, Germany has been a leader in physics. I mean, from Einstein to everyone. In fact, all the technology you see around us comes from some of the leading German scientists and also some of the humanities scholars. I mean, I can mention people like Max Weber, Karl Marx himself was a German, you know. So it's not just in the social, in the sciences. Having said that, right, I want to punctuate Khonsa and say that, oh, by the way, in South Africa, you do have a handful of universities, even if we were to use a crude measure of global rank, that feature highly, that actually world class. You know which ones those are. We don't mention them by name.
So well, prof.
The students can go to Germany, but still they should also, their options at home, because actually, you know, and that's where DRRD plays a role, because DRRD has got this flexibility in its systems that it can also give support. The most important wraparound support beyond just tuition, because as a first generation student myself, doing a postgraduate degree, PhD, which was a luxury then, you know, I was meant to have worked and, you know, being and supported some of my spouse, my siblings. But DRRD support, you know, was crucial in actually making that switch in your career. Because when you have to worry, we don't have trust funds. We don't have to worry about, you know, how am I going to support myself? So therefore, only focus on the academic challenges ahead of me. And I think that was very, very important. And the networks it allowed one to establish. I mean, to this day, I've established networks over more than 20 years old, almost close to 30 years. I'm getting old. With friends in Germany that you are still in touch with to this day. So I think it's more than just support. It's more about building global intellectual community of practice.
And Tsego, how was it for you?
Oh, my gosh. That was just amazing experience that I had in Germany. Very life-changing because of the knowledge and skills that I've acquired through my time in Germany. So even when I came back, things just got simpler for me. And the support that the DAD really gives is huge. It's amazing. So, yes.
You're one of those. Okay, so we're taking your calls on 0861-987-000. Any clarification that you may need or questions that you have, you can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag PowerTalk, and also tweet at PowerFM987 just after this.
Speak up. Call the Power Line on 0861-987-000.
And you can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag PowerTalk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. So, Prof, I was saying that considering South Africa's own social-political climate and some of the inequalities that we face as a country, and looking how the Germans have been able to respond to the need of education and responding to the needs of the country through education, what do you think it is that we can learn from the Germans?
I think you need to go back. I mean, Germany, like South Africa, is a post-conflict country. I mean, I didn't give you a lesson in history here. Even our constitution, to an extent, took some aspects of German society that went through a brutal system and then was to reinvent itself into a new society. And Germany stands as a beacon for that reconstruction. And some of the things that they have done to reconcile, by the way, with their past and in dealing with their past, it is something that is still with us in South Africa. Khunz has mentioned it, and I've read some of Dr. Schaefer's writings in his public presentations, where he actually does draw those parallels. So I think to us it's more than just a technical collaboration, but also a kind of sitting down and saying, what can we do that you've avoided? I mean, they actually, in 1990, had to merge two unequal societies. Don't forget that you had West Germany,
yeah,
and the then DDR, which are totally unequal, totally different systems altogether, right? Mm-hmm. And they went through that process of trying to, you know, bring them together. Yes, they were in the past united. So South Africa also, even in the in the recent history,
mm-hmm,
can still have a lot to learn beyond the post-war German constitution of how you can bridge inequality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it requires a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So therefore, that to me, a little, you know, pearls of wisdom you can take, and also we can exchange with them about, yeah, to reconcile their diversity as well, because Germany has to contend now with the new Germany, which is much more diverse,
yeah,
than it was in the past. And yeah, something that we South Africans have had to contend with for more than 300 years.
So do you think that the exchange between academics and students could provide that answer?
Eldrin, the academy to me is a beacon of light, where without the, you know, the trap, the constraints of diplomacy, politics, economics, and you can actually have a free space, mm-hmm, and the academic freedom, mm-hmm, to ask those difficult questions. That is a luxury we have. And it also is our responsibility. I mean, not myself, but
some, yeah,
for the scholars at various centers of learning, both, mm-hmm, here and in Germany, to actually have those spaces.
Yeah.
And I think I do believe that it's actually, that cannot be driven, not even at the political level, it has to be driven at an intellectual level that will influence society.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tsego, just quickly before we go to the power line on 061-987-000, tell me quickly about the dual degree.
Oh, okay. So when you are a scholarship holder, there's a benefit that you get. One of it is to have a short-term stay in Germany, and this should happen within the period of you doing a PhD, for example.
Mm.
So if it happens that by the time you are in Germany and then your time gets extended, there are ways that can be done actually or followed for you to have a dual degree with the host institution in Germany together with the one that you have in South Africa. So because of the research that you're doing, it's also in your home institution as well as in Germany. Hence, at the end of that period, you kind of like get the dual degree.
Yes. Okay. So 061-987-000, your tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk, and also you can tweet at PowerFM987. Glenn on Twitter says, I appreciate the DAAD for the impact it had on my partner with you in studio. It affected me positively and made me strongly desire going back to school. Let's go to Thabo. Good morning.
Good morning, Aldrin. How are you?
Good, Thabo.
Awesome. No, I just wanted to ask, is this program open to the rest of the continent, or it's only a mutual agreement between South Africa and Germany?
Okay.
Okay, so the program is open. Look, it's not a program, actually. So the DAAD is an organization. We do have programs, and we've got a presence all over the world. Anyone, international students from anywhere, can apply for the DAAD programs. But the ones that we deal with in South Africa are those that are they're designed for, you know, the ones that we have in South Africa are designed with the South African landscape in mind. So they're tailored for the South African market. So, but in general, if you go to daad.de, you will see all the programs. And if you're interested in funding as well, if you go to fundingguide.de, there you will see the funding options that are available. And it's a database that we have, so you can filter it according to where you're staying, your nationality, and all the different things. So the databases, anyone can access them. But the information that we have as DAAD South Africa is in line, you know, because we know what our schooling system is. So we can advise on your matric certificate, because we know, you know,
yeah,
what it's like. Yeah.
Okay. Dolores, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good.
My question was, I'm Zimbabwean, and I studied here in South Africa, so I wanted to know if you guys do cater for the foreign nationals.
Okay, I think this is also in relation to the previous question.
So I will just say, in South Africa, the DAAD South Africa is an information center. So we provide information to anyone that comes to our office. So it's not information exclusively for South Africans. So because the DAAD has networks all over the world, any closest DAD offers to you, you can approach for information. So if you are Zimbabwean or from any other nationality and in South Africa, the closest office then to contact DAD would be our office, which is based at Wits. But unfortunately now, because of COVID, we're working from home, but you can go on our website, and we also offer virtual consultations, so you can contact us. So information is for everyone, but the programs that we have two different programs, because like I said, the programs are designed with the South African landscape in mind. Ne? So because they know that in South Africa, we do not talk about internationalization of education without considering the Africanization of education, the programs that we have also encourage mobility within the continent. So if you're Zimbabwean, you can study in South Africa. As a South African, we also encourage you. When we say study abroad, people think UK, Germany. So study abroad also includes other countries in Africa.
Quick one, Khotse. Here's a question from Sfiso. Prof, I think you should close your ears. I'm a VET employee, no relation to Prof Vilakazi. I want to know if there's also an online program where you can enroll for professional training without actual physical class attendance. Khotse.
Sure. So the mobility that we encourage is academic mobility. Né? So that is for students, researchers, and academic staff. Mm. So people that are also working at universities, we have programs available for them. So if they go to our website, dad.org.za, you will see the programs that are available. On our social media platforms, we also send out calls for applications. In fact, now there's a call that's currently open for collaborations. So institutions in South Africa that would like to collaborate with institutions in Germany, there's a call for applications currently open. So check that out.
Okay. And we will be sharing those details with you. Thank you guys so much, and all the best. And I will be in Germany very soon. It's 11:30, time for Power News Headlines.
German Focus Week on Power 98.7 was brought to you in partnership with the German Embassy.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.